weary to windsurfing. A windsurfer's nightmare. Scotty Mays was windsurfing off the coast of Africa when he had a wicked idea. How about windsurfing into the heart of Africa? Whereas people had windsurfed up the Nile and the Amazon, no one had gone down the winding rivers of inner Africa. He whistled to himself. It would be a weary experience, but he would do it. A good wholesome kid, Scotty Mays was a famous extreme sports star. He attracted a whopping level of attention in whatever he did. This feat was wide-ranging, however, and he had a bigger camera crew than usual. They were ready to see wildlife, natives, and the usual dangers that Africa had to offer. As they began, Scotty weaved and whirled across the water whenever there was a good breeze. When the wind was only a whisper, they traveled by boat. Back on the water, Scotty was surprised at a huge gust of wind that turned out to be from the whirring of several helicopters. He tried to cross the width of the river back to the boat, but the helicopters whirled around, wedged him in place, and took him. No one had expected this. Now that Scotty was gone, and his well-being in danger, a wholesale press orgy occurred. Everyone wanted to know who was responsible. Scotty wielded great power as an entertainer, and the world was soon watching, concerned for his welfare. Whilst this was occurring, Scotty was beaten and tortured. When his kidnappers realized the mess they were in, they whereby released Scotty only a short way from a town. It was a weird, surreal experience, but Scotty was even more famous. There was no need to finish the windsurfing trip.